It's a trip. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody. I just left the house, and this car was in the middle of the road, and some lady and some kid were walking around, and she said, "I just found a chicken in the road." And yesterday, where was I at? Was that the... I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, you know, the city will let you have 3 chickens. I don't know if I was at a restaurant, at work, talking to somebody. And they said, that's good to know. And the next day, a chicken's out in the middle of the road, you know. That is wild stuff. I know whose chicken it might be. Because behind, on the other side of my block, behind me, she's got some chickens in the back. And that's how I knew, because I asked her one time. She gave me some free eggs and stuff. I said, well, let me tell them where it's at. I know where the chicken comes from. Did you find it? I know where it's from, probably.
Where's it from?
See, that's my house. And straight behind it, she's got chickens in a chicken coop.
I bet it came out of her coop.
Yeah, because right behind that white house right there,
yeah.
Behind me on the other street, she's got right behind my yard, she's got a chicken coop.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's wild. Yeah, that is wild stuff. When you get your peace back, that's what this message was going to be about. When you get your peace back, your gifts come back. And God does give gifts to his church, and you have to exercise your gift to really step into it. And one of the ways that the enemy wants to take away your gift is take away your peace. And I was in communication with a born again sister last night. We talked, and we both came to the same conclusion. In her spirit, my spirit, we came to the same conclusion that explains, that's deeper than, this is way deeper than anybody's really touched upon. I've got some verses here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You know, God gives you peace in the inner man. The world's looking for peace on the outside, right? First, that's John 14. Philippians. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, but in every situation, this is the NIV. I should have asked the AI for KJV, but that's all right. You can look it up, the KJV. By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I gotta look this up in the King James, because I just can't go with the other version. The other versions are good to look up words sometimes, but let me try to do this. I just don't jive with any other version but the KJV. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Philippians. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's so many verses about peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know when another saint and yourself agree that is that there's more to this. It came to my mind, and I didn't really word it that way, but it came to my mind that this is really good stuff. Where this is going, you can unfold this a million different ways. And as I was thinking, she said, "This is deeper than we realize." And I said, "Yeah." And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Psalms. The Lord will give you strength. The Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. So that's a good verse that I memorized a long time ago. And I try, if you got somebody who doesn't want to live in peace, if possible, live in peace. If not, walk away. If they want to fight you, you fight back. You know, you don't want to fight. You want to live in peace, but if they want to fight, you'll fight. But you just bet, you try to walk away. If they don't let you walk away, then so be it. My first wife was like that. She wanted to fight and scream and holler about stupid stuff, and she was in a Pentecostal cult, and she wasn't really saved. She was religious but lost. She tricked me, pulled me in, and that's when I learned to take notes. I did it one more time. I got fooled by somebody in a independent Baptist church, and she was crazier than the first wife, but she talked a good talk. And they all dressed good. These Jezebels, they all dressed good. They all talk good. They didn't curse. They didn't have any bad habits. It's, you know, so in front of you, who knows what was going on behind the scenes when they took off or were gone, you know. And so anyway, back to what I'm saying. I said, well, if you're not happy, just there's the door. Bye. And that made her mad. That made her even more mad. Like, okay. So you can't take away my peace. So you want to try something even more extreme. Okay. Whatever. They have no peace. You know, they don't have peace within themselves. So if you have peace and they don't, it makes them mad, especially when you're yoked up with one of them. Now the Lord of peace himself, the Lord of peace, give you peace always by all means. The Lord will be with you all. 2 Thessalonians 3. So if anybody's trying to take away your peace, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. So peace is the fruit of the Spirit. And if somebody doesn't have peace and wants to take away your peace, hello, that is the enemy. Blessed are the peacemakers. Wow. There's a lot of religious but lost people out there. There's a lot of cult members, and there's a lot of agents out there that, you know, I noticed this a long time ago. I was just doing a job and going about my business, and some new person come in and was trying to steal my peace. And then right before, about two, you know, I was just helping that person, being kind to the person and not repaying evil for evil, and just trying to help them see through this thing. I even told her, I said, "You ever read any books about servant leadership?" She was kind of going crazy. And then, about 2 weeks before she quit, I could see a difference in her. She asked me, she says, "You do care about people, right? You do care about me and people in general, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." I think she realized that something had jumped on her. Either somebody had lied to her or jumped on her to try to get to her to attack me. And then she realized the lies that they had said about me were not real. And she quit. I don't know if she was a hired paid agent or what, But she finally quit right after she said that. She was, after she said that, she was really kind. But they were using her as a pawn to attack my peace. She was a pawn. Whether she was doing it or not, or whether she was being under a spell or a zombie spell or whatever she was under, who knows? But they were using her to attack my peace because somebody had lied about me and said something. Yeah, that's wild. If you're a fundamental Bible believer, there's a lot of groups trying to attack you. The Wiccans, the cults, the liberal left, they want to attack you because they think that they're in it. Somebody's, the culture lies have told people that born again Christians are your enemy. The culture lies from the left and the cults and the isms and we're just trying to get you saved. We're trying to show you the right way because we know you're headed towards destruction, you know. Anyway, back to what I was saying. When you get the riffraff out of your life, then your peace comes back. And think about it. You had peace before this riffraff showed up, and then you lost your peace. Or you didn't really lose it, but they tried to take away your peace. You still had peace in the midst of it all. Because God gives you peace. And even in the warfare, the spiritual warfare, God gives you peace. So then you get your peace back. And you start to get those gifts back that the Holy Spirit gave you. And it's like, praise God. So whatever you go through, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to His purpose. So even the bad stuff, even the liars and the gamers and the players and the thieves and the murderers and the whatever they are, even the bad stuff, the bad apples, that come across your path in your life. And think about it. Why would they even come into your world? Why would they try to insert their no peace into your peace? Why would they try to insert their false doctrine into your sound doctrine? Why would they do that? Most likely they're paid agents. Most likely, they're out for your downfall. And if somebody doesn't understand about peace and mutual respect and reciprocal, let me say this. A lot of times, if it is an agent that the Freemasons or Jesuits or some cult sends your way, whether they're paid or whatever, they will actually self-sabotage the relationship with you when they find out that you really care about them. And so they might be working for some cult or something, but they're going to give you hints. They're going to give you hints that you need to go on down the road, you know. And when you realize, when you wake up to that's even a thing, that really happens, people. And so they're going to give you a hint to go on down the road, because it was all a show anyway. It was all an act. And you're like, this is deep. These actors need to be in Hollywood. You know? But they get these positions of power, and somewhere deep down, whether it's audible or subliminal or spiritual or mind reading or what, it could be a coven, you know? There could be a coven that sends people, says, well, here's an enemy of the liberal left. Are you going to attack them? I'll do it. Who's going to do it? I'll do it. And so the liberal coven witches send an agent, and you escape because one of them wakes up to the fact, why are we attacking this person? Everything that you said about this person is not real. And so that coven member backs down and gives you hints, and all you have to do is pray to God and say, just ask God, Lord, what is real? What's going on? And He'll show it to you. But I think sometimes the enemy who attacks you for no reason, they were told lies, and then when they wake up, realize they were lied to, you know, then it's like, then they have to sabotage the situation. I've seen that so many times. The only reason I could come to that conclusion is because I've seen it so many times, because I was online for 20 years watching the games, and they'd always send the same kind of setup. They'd give you a rest for a while, but then they'd send some new person, because you break free from one of them, and then a new one would show up, you know, but it was the same game, you know? And when you finally showed them that you see through them, then they'd have to go away and then regroup. The enemy has to regroup, send new people. It's a spiritual warfare that we're in.